Brothers and sisters, when we look at the wars that the Imams of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam fought, yes, they had permission to go to any extent, but they always tried to make sure that the aspect of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the aspect of mercy of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, the aspect of mercy of Islam stays on the front, on the forefront. There are many examples that must be coming to your minds, most of you are Hosa students. You know, the killer of Imam Ali alayhi wasalam, who struck Imam Ali alayhi wasalam. You all know how he was treated. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. These are the high moral standards. When you give water to the killer of the Imam of the time, his son comes and gives water to that killer. You know, these are the high moral standards of Islam. Similarly, if you look at how the resistance, the Islamic resistance has been acting, not just now, even the, alhamdulillah, the luminous past of the Islamic resistance is there. And we have too many examples, but no time, unfortunately, to get into that. They're exemplary. They've tried to follow the footpath and the footprints of the Imams of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. Even now, in this last and latest operation, if you see IRGC missiles, if they can hit the most secure area in the Zionist regime of Israel, what does it tell you about them hitting other areas? Yet they are giving the clear message to the world that we are not in it for the bloodshed. Yes, we want justice. Yes, we want peace. And there's no peace without justice. Yes, we want the annihilation of the Zionist regime of Israel. But we keep warning you. We keep warning you to do it with the least amount of bloodshed, or no amount of bloodshed, ideally. The Islamic Republic of Iran and the Axis of Resistance, their morals and ethical superiority is exemplary. Books should be written about it. Books should be written. Lectures should be given. Articles should be written. To conclude, brothers and sisters, the Axis of Resistance is acting with the ethical and the moral value system of Islam. While fiqh, as Agha Sayyid has said here, it gives you that bare minimum, right? The outermost circle. Push comes to shove. What do you do? Right? Ethical system of Islam is what is prevalent and is dictating the war that we are fighting at the moment.